Dear friends, let me at the very outset wish you all a lovely Happy New Year, and let me again congratulate all the people, all the artists who have donated their works for raising funds for buying land. I believe this is the third year that this is being done, and I'm sure that with each year the effort will be met with far greater success. So let me not keep you away from the art pieces. Let me once again congratulate everybody and thank everybody for their effort. Thank you.
As it is for art and for land, I'll ask the invite Shanta. Please.
Good afternoon, everybody. First, I wish you also a new year, 2018, but very deep and every details in the life are small details that we don't see normally, are so important to decrypt the progress and the development. Then I wish you to, and I wish also for myself, to see in this way, this new year, I think very important year. This morning, I was thinking of speaking, and I found again in the cupboard the first prospectus about Artland in our ville. Around 2000. I think it was at this time the first time that artists from Auroville was asked to give a few paintings for an auction. We were three. It was Mayora, Pierre Le Grand in Auroville, and myself. And it was an auction. Our work went to America and it was sold, and sometimes for myself it was amusing because the work came back to Auroville and Aurovillian bought this piece of art in America and gave back to Auroville. But it is my experience with land. And I found what I enjoy today is between 2000 and now, so many artists or so many different styles are there, and it reminds me also the human being with so different aspects of the life. And also in Auroville to integrate the differences. In an exhibition, you see the different style, and we pass, and it is like normal. And we integrate also, and we choose. But in a community, to see the difference, and we can work only with that because. It is the aspect of progress and development. And we have this experience here. I think we have this experience everywhere. But here, the phase is on the human being and the integration of the human being. And I think it is the most difficult for us but the most important. Thank you.
Thank you, Shankar. As you know, we are so diverse, and you see image of human creation here. And what is beautiful is that it has brought about so many artists from all over the world, and it has made a family of artists, and they now belong to one big family. And I'm sure these are might be taken by some people and through donations, and which will go to the land. And we hope this year, as it is the 50th anniversary year, we have many, many people from India, different states, and from abroad, and there will be a generous gift. As the artists have given generously, so also the people who will fall in love with these art pieces. Now I'll ask Sigrid, could you please speak about your experience with the land?
Hello, I'm involved in fundraising for land, and I think everybody to participate. The land is a big priority, because the future of Oregon is at stake in this. As you can see, in the city area, a few plots are missing, but in what we call the green belt, half of it is still missing, even after 50 years, unfortunately. And though we were on a desert plateau and thought to do a city with some green, now Pondicherry is growing and the green is becoming even more vital for Oregon in terms of organic farming, in terms of water resources, in terms of life as we thought we would live in Oregon. So I live here since 30 years, and we were, as I said, on the desert. So let me use this moment to say this is a call for collaboration, for this effort of manifesting Oregon, Oregon's master plan. We need a global collaboration for this, and as already Devasmita mentioned, these are artists from all over the world becoming part of the Oregon extended family. I invite you all to become part of this family and even reach out for the, from your side for the cause of Oregon. I will do a presentation on the land on Wednesday at 3 o'clock. So who's interested to know more, we will see some short videos. I'll be there for question and answers. You're most welcome. It's going to happen here itself, Wednesday, in 2 days at 3 p.m. Thank you.
Is there Arya Deep somewhere? He isn't. Okay, so this exhibition will be enlivened by our friend Jivatman. So we'll hear for a short while. After that, I invite all of you for a tea with some biscuits, and then you can go around and enjoy the art pieces.
not so many in this land. And one day we may have here the tree that blooms when the sun shines and lights up a flame somewhere deep inside you and me. That blooms when the sun shines and lights up a flame somewhere deep inside you and me. The day will come when the clouds of night won't cover the sun anymore, and man will be one with all living in the earth, coming to that tree from long before. The children will grow by the light of the souls, and joy will be had anywhere. No needs unfulfilled, but no desires too. For planting this land is one share. Je veux la joie, cette fleur qui sourit. Je veux le trésor qui s'endort dans la vie. Je veux la joie, rien d'autre ne suffit. Je veux la lumière de ton cœur, mon abri. Je veux la joie du Messie. La vie me regarde d'un air très tordu. Il n'y a pas d'autre salut. Je veux la beauté que mon âme a vue. Je veux la beauté que mon âme a vue. So, song in Portuguese. Surpreende a noite com um brilho de neon, flagrando coisas nunca vistas de manhã. Dentro da lua tem um dragão à espera de um certo Jorge, santo e mítico guerreiro. Mas até hoje ninguém sabe o que se vê. Só que a batalha aqui na terra aconteceu. Astrudos lobos dos amantes sem lugar, deusa da noite dos cantores ao luar. Um astronauta no teu solo já pisou, mas quem contempla teu mistério vê melhor. Não há quem nunca tenha visto teu clarão, sem sentir dentro do seu peito uma emoção, ou uma saudade estranha de um quê, que não se sabe, não se toca e não se vê. A lua branca vadiando lá no céu, em meio a nuvens com o seu escuro véu, surpreende a noite com um brilho de neon, flagrando coisas nunca vistas de manhã.
Message that he could come, We are all very happy in Unity Pavilion and others too. And I thank greatly Shanta, Sigrid, and Jivatman for participating today. And of course, all the artists from Oroville, mainly, who have really generously given, artists from Ashram, from Pondicherry, artists' friend from Bombay, and also abroad through AVI, we had quite a few paintings and also photographs. So we really thank everybody for making this event so successful. And I hope you will enjoy. You'll have some tea and some biscuit, and then you can go around and enjoy, especially on New Year's Day, and Happy New Year again, and many, many beautiful moments throughout the year. And I thank all English Pavilion, because still Rema is still working, and there is Manoj, we don't see them because they are making the list. So there are many little hands who have made this exhibition possible. So thank you again together.